Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Early this morning, federal agents arrested the former president of the Massachusetts State Police Union and the group's Beacon Hill lobbyist at their houses in Worcester and Hull. The Massachusetts U.S. attorney is charging them with conspiracy and obstruction of justice, accusing the two of running a scheme that gathered thousands of dollars in illegal kickbacks. WBUR reporter Simone Rios is at the federal courthouse in Boston, where Dana Pullman and Ann Lynch were just arraigned, and he joins us now. Simone, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thanks, Tiziana. Good to be here.
So, Simone, first, who are Dana Pullman and Ann Lynch, and how exactly are they connected to the state police?
So Dana Pullman was head of the State Police Association of Massachusetts, known as SPAM. He lives in Worcester and stepped down in 2018, apparently because he was being investigated in this case. Ann Lynch is an associate of his, a friend, according to the feds, who's a longtime lobbyist on Beacon Hill. She sold her company to family members and is now retired.
Simone, what are prosecutors saying that they did exactly?
There's a 20-page complaint filed today in federal court that outlines the charges. A large chunk of it dates back to a $22 million settlement the state reached with the state troopers union over unpaid time worked. So Pullman allegedly directed $250,000 of that $22 million settlement to Lynch's lobbying firm. Then Lynch paid Pullman's spouse $20,000 in alleged kickbacks. Joseph Bonavolanta is head of the FBI Boston Field Division. The way he characterizes the case, Pullman embezzled his fellow troopers like a mafioso.
We believe Pullman wielded the union like a criminal enterprise, running it like an old school mob boss, conspiring with Lynch to steal tens of thousands of dollars from its members and the Commonwealth.
Pullman left the courthouse about an hour after the court appearance. He didn't say anything, but I did ask him how he was doing, and he said fine.
So, Simone, Pullman is accused of spending union money himself that he wasn't supposed to. What did he spend it on, allegedly?
So the most salacious item in the complaint references a trip to Miami with a woman Pullman was having an affair with. He allegedly was also going out to restaurants and paying for travel and even a charitable event in Quincy, all funded with the union's dollars.
So these details are pretty striking. How big of a deal is this, Simone?
Well, it's hard to say. You know, for the state police, it's another bad look, considering the widespread overtime scandal that has landed multiple people in court. Sergeant Mark Lynch, who's the current president of SPAM, the state police union that Pullman used to lead, he issued a statement saying since he took over, the union has instituted new accounting, auditing, and oversight procedures to ensure the integrity of all their systems. Lynch said that as an organization, they're appalled at the nature and extent of the allegations. One interesting point here is the case comes on the heels of a guilty verdict in a union case that involved Boston City Hall, the Boston Calling case. Let's hear from U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling, who was asked whether these cases constitute a crackdown on unions.
We're on the side of the union in this case. Based on the allegations in the complaint, Pullman is basically embezzling money from the union via straight embezzlement with his debit card or through kickbacks. That money is money that comes from the pockets of state troopers.
So, Simone, what comes next now for the defendants and the prosecution?
So apparently the investigation into Pullman and Lynch's misdeeds continues. The U.S. attorney says it's very active and it's possible that new details arise. As for the court case, the next day in court is a probable cause hearing scheduled for September 17th.
That is WBUR's Simone Rios. Simone, thanks for being with us today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So let's bring another voice into this conversation. Nancy Gertner is a retired federal judge and now a senior lecturer at Harvard Law School. She's also WBUR's legal analyst. Judge Gertner, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Good to be on.
So, Judge, you've gone through the federal complaint. How big of a scandal is this, do you think?
Well, I don't think it is an enormous scandal to some degree. Cases like this involving people allegedly skimming from, you know, skimming funds to which they were not entitled, are really part of the ordinary fare of federal court. What makes this different is really the way you have characterized it, and which is making it a union case. And arguably, it happens to be a case against someone who is the head of a union, but the allegations are not unusual kinds of allegations. You know, using the debit card when he shouldn't have, taking money that he was not authorized by the organization to take. The only reason it looks different is because it's been part of a larger scandal, and there have been a number of prosecutions against union members or for union activity in this district.
So
this alone is pretty standard fare.
Standard fare in terms of garden variety corruption, is that what you mean?
Well, yeah, garden variety allegations, right, that somebody took money they weren't entitled to. That's what I'm saying. It's really not unusual in that regard.
You mentioned that this is part of a larger scandal kind of context. Do you see this as at all connected to the ongoing state police overtime scandal?
Well, I think the state police overtime scandal is obviously where they began to focus on Pullman and Lynch. In other words, it's not unusual, again, for a scandal about X to lead to Y charges. A scandal about overtime led them to look more closely into the state police union and came up with these, you know, and uncover these charges. So in that regard, it's connected, but it really is not related to the overtime scandal. The overtime scandal, individuals have pled guilty for wrongly taking overtime money to which they were not entitled. And that's going on a separate track.
You mentioned a minute ago this framing as, you know, this being about unions. I want to go back. We heard U.S. Attorney Lelling say earlier that this case isn't about targeting unions. But I wonder what you make of that, because this is the same U.S. attorney who prosecuted the Boston Calling case, which,
right,
you know, you've argued raises serious questions about unions in political life. So what do you think?
Well, the U.S. attorney sets his priorities. It sets priorities for prosecution. And they've now set the state police overtime scandal as one of their priorities, and this skimming from state police union as another priority. But in addition, this office and the U.S. attorney before him targeted two union cases, not just Boston Calling. In Boston Calling, if you recall, the notion was that Boston officials, city officials, used their clout to get the Boston Calling companies to hire union members. And that raises an interesting and open question, which is going to be in the Court of Appeals, about whether advocating for an important constituency is in fact illegal extortion. And unions are an important constituency. So that's the Brissett case, and that happened, the conviction was only a month ago. And in 2017, likewise, there was a prosecution against the Teamsters because
this
they
is the top
threatened
chef, the Top Chef case?
That's right, because they threatened, because they said that if you didn't hire union labor, we would picket you. The First Circuit reversed that conviction. So there's a difference between what unions do as part of legitimate union activity, what officials do to support unions on the one hand, and an allegation of ordinary corruption on the other. This is an allegation of ordinary corruption.
Judge Gertner, you've talked about sort of once you start digging, then you keep digging. If that's the case, and we know, as Simone Rios said, that this is not done being prosecuted, should we expect further discoveries and allegations under other people, about other people as this unfolds?
Well, it's hard to know. I mean, arguably an entity that is loosey-goosey about overtime might have other skeletons in their closet, but it's really hard to know. At this point, all you know is, you know, that this was something that was within the radar screen of the U.S. attorney because of the overtime scandal. So it's hard to know where it's going to go.
Nancy Gertner is a retired federal judge and now a senior lecturer at Harvard Law School and WBUR's legal analyst. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot.
Stay with us. Coming up, two academics have cut ties to MIT's Media Lab due to the lab's ties to late financier Jeffrey Epstein. I'm Tiziana Deering, and this is Radio Boston.